Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. Though the COVID-19 recession has eased significantly, census data show that as many as 400,000 North Carolina households are still behind on their rent. And while the state has close to $1 billion in federal funds available through what's known as the HOPE program to help struggling households catch up on their rent and make landlords whole, the program is only now getting fully up to speed, just as the federal moratorium on evictions is scheduled to expire on July 31st. Recently, in an effort to get a grasp on this incongruous and worrisome situation and to learn more about how struggling households and their landlords can tap into the HOPE Rental Assistance Program, I sat down with one of our state's top experts on housing policy and landlord-tenant law, North Carolina Justice Center General Counsel and Director of Advocacy, Bill Rowe.
Well, Bill Rowe, welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you back with us.
Well, thanks, Rob. Good to be here with you.
It's a fascinating and sort of troubling time right now. Our economy seems to be on the mend, but we know that huge numbers of people are being left behind. And the reality is that the recovery from the COVID recession hasn't gotten to everybody yet. There are a lot of people still suffering. And as a result, a lot of people are facing evictions, and the big moratoriums that we've had on evictions are about to end. We've got a state one that's gone away, a national one that's about to end. Can you sort of summarize where things stand right now when it comes to struggling tenants in North Carolina and their access to staying in their housing?
Yeah. I mean, as everyone knows, starting back in March of last year, hundreds of thousands of people were out of work because of the pandemic for good reason, for health reasons. But that put them behind on any number of fronts, and particularly paying rent has been one of those. And this pandemic has shown, and I think there's lots of lessons learned, but not everything was so well coordinated in the beginning. So about having some sort of rent relief didn't get out the door right away from the federal government, to be honest with you. Moratoriums on evictions or how those ought to operate didn't come till later, and then came from the CDC, where they've been, to be honest with you, difficult for people to understand and for it to get implemented. So that's some of the bad news, is that systems have been slow and not in place to help people. The good news is there's probably $1 billion in rental assistance now available in North Carolina throughout the state to help people with their back rent. That's the good news. The bad news is that the eviction moratorium that I was talking about with the CDC, that ends at the end of this month, and it looks like it's not going to be extended. And Governor Cooper had an executive order that sort of filled in the details about how the CDC order ought to operate. And he tried to extend that, but it was voted down when the Council of State met a week or so ago. And so that's gone now. And so The good news is there's money out there. And the big challenge is to let everyone know about it, landlords and tenants, and to access those dollars, because it could stop evictions, because there's quite a few people who are still struggling to make ends meet right now.
Let's say you've got a landlord who's got a little vision. They're looking ahead. They're saying, look, I really don't want to evict my tenant, but if we can get this application in for assistance, it could help in that situation too, even for people who aren't, maybe won't be evicted, but they're way behind on their rent. This funding can help them too, perhaps?
Oh, yes. Now, the money that's available, there's a program called the HOPE program, and that is being administered through the North Carolina Center for Recovery and Resiliency. And the website for that is www.hope.nc.gov. Right. And that covers 88 of the counties. And then the other 12 larger counties got money directly from the federal government as well. And they have their own programs. But if you go to that website, if anybody's trying to figure out how to access these dollars, it's a great place to go because it will help you get there. The one thing that money can be used for, what the federal government set out, is that right now you can get up to 12 months of help, and it can be up to 9 months in back rent, and it could be up to 3 months going forward. So it just depends on your situation. NCOR, as they call the North Carolina Office of Recovery and Resiliency, has staffed up with a call center so that people can really talk to someone. That's really been a breakdown on lots of our systems of trying to get through to somebody. But they will try to make sure, if you're in these other 88 counties, to get an application in. If you're in one of the other 12 more urban counties, they'll get you to those folks to get those applications in. So it could help people who are behind in rent, and it can help people who are looking at problems going forward with at least up to 3 months.
And even as presumably if you're a landlord out there and you want your tenant to be able to stay, you could help them get to this website, hope.nc.gov. There's a pretty simple application process. It's even there in Spanish. It seems like something maybe a landlord who cared about their tenants could make use of as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the case. We've been working with the North Carolina Apartment Association and also the realtors, and I think they're working hard to get the word out to their members. Now, the tenant has to apply for the money. The money will get paid to the landlord, but the tenant is the one who has to apply. So it is one of those situations where the interests of the landlord and the tenant are joined here, and there should be cooperation of folks applying for this money. The other place where we're seeing, we hope that will be another way to get the money out, or at least for people to learn about it, is at the courthouses. And we're hoping for some efforts there. I think the administrative office of the courts and other local courts are trying to make sure when a landlord comes in to file an eviction action, they know about the HOPE program. They get the information that when an eviction complaint is served on a tenant, that they also will get the HOPE money information to them as well, and even when they're in court. So it's trying to all the way along through the process, if it's a non-payment of rent case, to try to let people know there are monies available to try to solve their problems.
And Bill, you're an experienced landlord-tenant lawyer. I presume the majority of cases where people face eviction, it's got to be non-payment of rent is probably normally either at the root of the problem or the issue that comes up, right?
That's generally the case. I mean, I think it's usually non-payment of rent. There are other behavioral issues where somebody's breaking the lease or being a problem, or the lease just ended and the landlord doesn't want the rent to that tenant any longer. There's a few of those, but by and large, I don't think it's an overstatement to say that most of the eviction actions filed are about non-payment of rent.
Yeah, and indeed, we know that something on the order of 300,000 to 400,000 renters in North Carolina right now have recently told survey run by the Census Bureau that they're not quite sure how they're going to pay the rent or they're behind on the rent. It's an enormous problem. You mentioned to me before we went on the air about the fact that there may even be a couple of jurisdictions, or hopefully more than that, who might take additional action to put another hold on evictions for a while longer.
Yeah, we learned last, I think it was last week in Durham, their chief district court judge issued an order suspending any eviction hearings for non-payment of rent through August 31. And I think the effort there in Durham, and we would encourage everyone to be looking at this, is to give the time for this money to get out and to solve the problem. It seems a little inconsistent to move ahead with an eviction if for non-payment of rent, if the money could be there to be paid. And I think that's what Durham has thought about. And I expect that some other, as we start getting towards the end of this month, which is when the CDC moratorium expires, that you might see other jurisdictions thinking about that as well.
We're coming to the end of our time with Bill Rowe, who is general counsel and director of advocacy of the North Carolina Justice Center. Bill, obviously, the problem of affordable housing and the struggles of tenants in our state, although it's been very acute over the last year and a half, it didn't start in 2020. This has been a challenge in North Carolina and is likely to remain one for some time to come. The fact that we have so many people in our state who just can't find a safe, decent, affordable place to live. And I know that it's great to have $1 billion of federal money coming down, but it would probably be nice to have something like that coming regularly and probably in a more organized and concerted fashion to address what is a longstanding problem that seems unlikely to go away.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the pandemic unearthed a lot of inadequacies out there and problems in our communities. And affordable housing is one of them. And it's been for generations, to be honest with you. There's a disconnect about the earnings that people have and the price for rental housing. And that's gotten worse over the years. And so I think there is a hope coming out of Washington. It's really like a three-legged stool. The federal government needs to step up and do a better job of investing in affordable housing, but so does the North Carolina General Assembly. We have not really put the money and the resources there that other states have for affordable housing. And we have seen local governments, the third leg is local governments stepping up if they have the money. But those are generally the more urban counties and that they have in cities, and they have stepped in. But there's still the three-legged stool has a couple of legs that are missing, to be honest.
Wobbly.
And they need to get stood up. And I think if anything, this has shown that we need more investment to help people who are working and working hard and sometimes have two workers in their household, but they can't afford the rents that are being charged out there right now.
And maybe raising minimum wage and some other programs, some other laws that might benefit low-income workers might be a benefit as well.
Absolutely.
Bill Rowe is the general counsel of the North Carolina Justice Center. Bill, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for all the work you do to try and get more people connected with affordable housing in our state. Again, the website Bill has been touting for folks to check out. If you have any hope or any interest in getting some rental assistance, you're a landlord, you're a tenant, go to hope.nc.gov. There's a very user-friendly application process, and it could get a lot of federal dollars pumped into our economy and help some people in need. So do check it out. Bill, we'll talk again later this summer and see how things are going, hoping that this program has had some real benefits for our state.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Very much appreciate it.
Coming up next, a look at the prospects for a bill that would legalize medical marijuana in North Carolina with a Wake County State Senator who's trying to make it happen. Stay with us.